It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May 2nd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 1% at $58,788. ETH is down slightly at $2,992. Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $562. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. MicroStrategy has revealed plans for MicroStrategy Orange, a decentralized identity solution. The platform will be based on Bitcoin and utilize unspent transaction output, UTXO, on the Bitcoin blockchain to store and access users' personal information. This approach aims to offer decentralized ID services at a reduced fee while minimizing energy consumption. Although the launch date is unclear, MicroStrategy's move comes amid a rise in identity theft cases in the U.S., Well, according to a report from investment firm VanEck, roughly $175 billion worth of Bitcoin is currently held by various entities, including ETFs, nations, and public and private companies. This amounts to about 15% of the total Bitcoin supply. VanEck highlights growing interest in Bitcoin among institutional investors, citing its potential as a store of value. The firm's own spot Bitcoin ETF has amassed $600 million in assets under management. VanEck also notes the increasing acceptance of Bitcoin as a form of payment by merchants and businesses alongside improved infrastructure for everyday use. Well, according to NBC News, federal prosecutors are looking into fintech firm Block's Square and Cash app units for possible sanctions violations and other regulatory issues. Sources claim that compliance failures, including inadequate checks, have led to the processing of crypto transactions tied to sanctioned countries and terrorist organizations. Former employees have alleged widespread compliance lapses within Block's divisions, with thousands of questionable transactions reportedly going unreported to authorities. Internal documents provided to NBC News suggest that Block continued facilitating transactions with sanctioned entities despite being aware of their abuses. However, Block maintains it did not knowingly violate international sanctions and is working with legal advisors to address the issues. Well, BlackRock has led a $47 million strategic funding round for Securitize, a real-world asset tokenization firm. BlackRock's global head of strategic ecosystem partnerships will join Securitize's board of directors as part of the investment. Securitize specializes in tokenizing real-world assets. And finally, Layer Zero Labs has completed the initial snapshot for a potential user airdrop, determining eligibility based on transactions up to last night. This snapshot marks a step toward rewarding early users and decentralizing governance within the network. While specific rewards haven't been disclosed yet, the timing aligns with the firm's plans for a token launch in the first half of 2024. This snapshot is labeled as the first, hinting at possible future airdrop events. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.